Hey, Jim. Putin, the New World Order has lost its grip on Europe. Was that Putin's statement himself?
Yeah, pretty much so.
In other words, that's a précis of his translation from Russian into common sense, let's go that way.
Right. To the extent that Putin has been battling the New World Order, you know, he's been fighting our fight. We've had a series of presidents and governments that have been bought and paid for by the globalists. And the death of the middle class, 105 million people out of work, all these unnecessary wars, these are some of the things that the political correctness, the moral decay, the war against traditional Christianity, et cetera, et cetera. This is all what the globalists have brought us. And it hasn't helped us. Maybe it fits in with their demonic plans for a new world order and all this nonsense. But as far as, 99.9% of the American population, we've been taking it up the wazoo from these characters. And it's time to end it. We've won now. And this is the starting point. This is when we start to drain the swamp.
You know, the first thing that I'd be draining the swamp of is the fact they have a press corps that meets with the White House. We need to have alternative media like us, even maybe on video screen, asking questions, even the public. For example, I believe in open democracy. Why don't we have broadcasters for alternative media? Why don't we have citizen groups that maybe have a video link to the White House press corps office? Why should NBC, CBS, you hear BS, but you also see BS. And why do they have an access, and then they spin it and do obscene things to disrespect our president? And I'm sick and tired of it. I don't want a press corps where these so-called major media outlets controlled by a few billionaire maniacs are the filter by which all the news gets
public. Look, Trump is widely criticized for his tweeting. But you know what he said? He said, when I have a press conference, it's all these clowns that lie and distort. When he does a tweet, he controls, and he's getting his message out. He's going around this corrupt mainstream news media. Look, 18 years ago, when I was planning to start the fourth national evening television newscast to compete with the half-hour evening news show NBC, CBS, and ABC, there were a lot of different players nationwide in mainstream media. Now there are six globalist corporations own approximately 96% of all the radio stations, TV stations, the networks, the newspapers, and the major magazines. 96%, six corporations. That's ridiculous. And we need to go after that in terms of antitrust, bust them. Why should any one company or individual or group of companies control more than one radio station? Because that radio station is broadcasting over public airways. Why should you have companies that control 50 or 100 or 200 radio stations around the country? Why that concentration of power? Why should you have newspaper chains that run from the Atlantic to the Pacific? Why shouldn't newspapers be local as they used to be? Wall Street comes in with all kind of money and buys everybody out, but that doesn't mean it's good for the country.
Well, that's why on October 1st, Obama passed over the Internet to this agency in Los Angeles because they want international controls.
Yeah, well, we need to take it back.
Yeah,
with Obama, the hell with all the stuff he's done, the hell with the globalists. They're all going there anyway, but we don't have to put up with their stuff anymore. See? We don't have to. We need to embrace the fact that we are empowered. The election and Brit exit has and all this other stuff that's happening.
No vote in Italy, and what's going on with Le Pen in France?
Oh yeah, look, the people in Europe have woken up. They want to get rid of these characters that are destroying their country and using their own politicians to do it, because the politicians are nothing but the most vile, despicable prostitutes you could possibly imagine. And, I mean, they're literally traitors to their country and their people. All the rapes, all the... I have a pretty good imagination, but I fortunately it's not a demonic centered imagination. But in my wildest dreams, I don't think I could have come up with this invasion of Europe by millions of military aged Muslim men. By Merkel and all these people.
You get a kick out of Merkel's
late. Who would have come up with something like this?
You get a kick out of Merkel's late and irresponsible statement. She's going to try to ban burqas and try to ban Sharia law after she's got millions.
Yeah, and she's
going to
send 100,000 back.
What an idiot.
She let in 2.1 million. So she's going to keep 2 million but send 100,000 back. And she's going to ban, there is no place in Western
society to stay in power
or the oppression of women the way that the Islamic religion does, where they have to wear a veil, only their eyeballs can be seen. Some of them in Afghanistan, you can't even see their eyes because they have a little screen in their veil, and they have to look out of the screen. What kind of nonsense? What kind of evil, evil nonsense is that? Over half the human race is female, and they have to be covered from head to foot? Oh, come on. Give me a break. We shouldn't tolerate that stuff in this country. And there are laws, by the way, in a number of states that go back to fighting the Klan that you can't be covered up. On the streets. You can't go out in the open and have a mask on. We shouldn't allow...
You mean the Lone Ranger couldn't exist nowadays?
Nonsense.
We couldn't have the Lone Ranger in Tonto?
Yeah. Well, you know what? And if these people don't like it, that's fine. Get your butts out of our country. And if you want to close the streets down two or three times a day and face Mecca and do your prayers... That's fine, but get the hell out of America.
One of the most shocking things I've seen a few years ago was hundreds of thousands of Muslims in the streets in Paris with their butts in the air praying to Allah five times a day, and they actually shut down traffic on the frigging street. Damn it.
Yeah. You know, and the French people are getting kind of tired of it. I mean, I remain amazed that they put up with it as long as they have. I'm still amazed that they haven't taken Merkel out in hunger.
Well, let's put it this way.
And Holland, and a few other
these libtard people are so tolerant, the first rape doesn't get them, but the 500th time they're raped, that pisses them off.
Yeah. Well, that's like some of the people on the Ohio campus after this Somali idiot ran a bunch of people down, then took a machete out before he was shot down. You know, they were apologizing for him. Oh, he had been abused. He had been subject to racism. Like, oh, well, that's all right. We'll get in your car and run a few more people down. Sure, let's use a gun next time. You know, I mean, what is wrong with your brain that you think somehow he's justified in doing that? What is wrong with your thinking process?
Well, and let's put it this way. We're not going to give them quarter intellectually to say this kind of crap to us. We're not.
Well, we have allowed so much stuff to go down because of people like Obama and really the Republicans, too, prior to Trump.
Some
Trump
of them.
Came from outside.
Well, look at Jeb
they
Bush.
They have tolerated this. We're not going to tolerate it
anymore. Look at Jeb
it's
Bush
over.
Sr. and Jeb Bush. And you know,
oh, well, those scummy... You know, they hide behind the term Republican. They hide behind the term conservative. They hide behind the term American. They're none of that. They're globalist. They're crooks. We don't need to tolerate people like that anymore.
Tim, do you remember to the day on September 11th, 1991, George Bush Sr. announced the coming of the New World Order?
Yeah.
The exact day, September 11th, 10 years later, they did 9/11, which is a controlled demolition. And any moron out there that wants to argue with me on that, I'm going to take you down and make it hurt.
Well, look, we could talk all day and all night about the scientific aspect to why the official conspiracy theory of what happened on 9/11 is just full of holes. It's like Swiss cheese. It could not scientifically have happened the way the
government logistically
said.
Too. The fact is that the security of the building was under Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother. And his last day of operation was 9/11. We have the mass of the building in the debris pile, which means 40% of the mass wasn't there. We have EMP proof that the plenum chambers and air conditioning units and stepped-on transformers and cell phone towers were fried, including aluminized mirrors and engine blocks and cars within a half a mile or more. We have so many anomalies that basically says, including tritium, 65 times higher levels, or 55 times higher levels in Building 6 than background levels. There's zillions of proof.
But if you don't have the brain power to handle all that, then there's one thing I always tell people. Look, you had 210-story buildings that collapsed, plus Building 7, which was, what, 47 stories, I think, or something, or 42 stories. Now, those 210-story buildings that were full of desks and filing cabinets and bathrooms and conference rooms, et cetera, et cetera. And each, you know, had a floor and all this. Okay, so how come the rubble pile was only about 2 or 3 stories tall?
Not only that, there were no people, because anything paramagnetic, including concrete, wasn't turned to rubble. It was turned to dust.
It was turned to,
It blew away.
So where the hell, where did it all go if it was simply a collapse caused by fire? And by the way, how come never before or after has a fire caused the collapse of a steel and concrete-based superstructure, a skyscraper? Neither before or after.
Tim, those are cruel questions.
We could talk all day
and
all night.
If you ask lying numbskulls to answer cruel questions, I think that's a form of geopolitical abuse to prove that these people are lying pieces of human garbage. That they want to lie to us to put us in danger of a future 9/11 event that'll be in order of magnitude worse.
You know what? The mainstream media with all this fake news. Well, let's turn it around on them, because well, the fake news has been coming from them.
Right.
Let's turn it around on them.
That's why I don't think they should have a press corps
anymore. Let's be very aggressive, people.
Right.
Very aggressive.
The only one that should be the press corps.
We won now,
there.
And it's time to take America back. It's our
press
country.
It's not the Rothschild's country.
It's not the Rockefeller's country. It's our country.
Well, the Fox News should be the only one, the press corps, plus media outlets and town halls across the country that can ask questions of the president at that lectern, or the press corps person, the representative. Because what's going on right now is this filters through this cabal of media, this now disrespecting alternative media that has top-level journalists and citizen journalists, regular journalists, is obscene. They're running panic-wise because they realize now that the internet has grown up. The millennials, which are the young people, absolutely do not believe the regular media at all. They don't even watch it. They don't have a television most of
the time. The internet's the Gutenberg Bible, the Gutenberg printing press of our air.
Right.
It's empowered the masses.
Right. Well, yesterday I did a video with Jim Fetzer after the show, and it was over an hour. That video is in 44 seconds. And I posted it up last evening, I think, 7 or 8 o'clock Pacific time. And it's already had a pile of hits, and the hits are coming in every couple minutes. So people are watching this stuff, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, this is true. And they see the actual documents there. They see the pictures of the evidence. It's even more empowering than listening to an audio. And it's the world is changing. And now with our live stream studio, we've got Elgato, which we captured the video yesterday with Jim. But we have live stream. I can have 24 guests from all over the world and cue them in live anywhere on the planet to actually make their statement. And they're directly connected. So
your system acts as a multi-point bridge.
Right, and I have a system now that basically is right up there with Fox News or CNN or whatever. I can do that now with whether it's a health issue, geopolitical, spiritual. I can do an online conference because I believe in online conferences where people don't have to fly and spend all kinds of expense. It's either going to be free or very minimal cost to support what we're doing, and that way maybe
companies are going to at least the early stage interviews being on Skype, where the person can sit at in the comfort of their home.
Yeah, there's another one called.
Why have to pay somebody or shot $1,000 or $2,000 so Mr. Smith or Miss Smith can fly from cross country, put them up in a hotel and everything for a simple interview? You may or may not want that person, but a lot of the initial stuff can be done by video conferencing, and the same way with a lot of meetings. You know, it's very expensive and time consuming to fly people to a meeting. They can do it. Electronically now.
Right. Go to meeting.com and zoom.us are two that I know right off the top. And, you know, we have Vimeo. We have a premium Vimeo channel, YouTube channel, and live stream premium channel, and what's called the Host Monster. So we're able to broadcast and podcast in every version of English and videos. When we, if we post it over on our usually I post the live stream interviews because they're able to encode better because they have a special encryption system that's better than just using the high definition stuff. But our YouTube volume is going like crazy. We've increased 400% just the last few months in terms of number of views per month.
Well, isn't it true that when you're on the air, more people are listening to you than watch MSNBC?
That's
our
right.
Viewership is greater.
Yeah, it is.
And I think that is really a fantastic.
Well, when we look at our total figure. Hits, which include not only hits on Deagle Network and all the others, because our stats are separate from Republic Broadcasting. If you match our stats against theirs, because I know because we have the Host Monster accounts. The volume of this show, Nutramedical, is greater than all of the shows on Republic put together. And Republic is increasing dramatically in size compared to Genesis, which was the big kahuna. And they did numerous things to try to see if they could damage John Stettmuller's network several times, doing catastrophic things. Because back years ago, it was on par. And, of course, you know that Alex Jones is a sugar daddy because he's, I consider, one of the top-level disinformation guys out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been...
Well, everything is changing. You know...
Well, even the alternative media, if you start to scam in the alternative media, we're going to get you.
About 20 years ago, I sat down, I was up to 3:30 a.m. one night with Dr. Hiroshima Nakamats. Who has more patents of invention than any human being in history, and that includes Tesla, Alexander Graham Bell, et cetera, et cetera.
Edison,
and we were talking about kind of, I had this concept of how something like this could electronically be developed. And, you know, we were talking about this literally about 20 years ago. And now the technology is there, the bandwidth is there. I remember years ago a multi-point bridge was a very expensive thing. When I do a video, and I can't do it on yours because I have to post-edit it, but when I and I don't do very, very many.
All I have to do is download Google Chrome, but you're afraid of Chrome. You think it's invasive, like...
Well, it's not that. I can use a chroma key green screen, but to
No, I'm talking about the Google Chrome. You need a Google Chrome in order to get audio and video properly because it works. See, one of the things when you set up these platforms, they only work with what's called Blackmagic.
Have to do that.
And you have to use Google
I...
Chrome or you can't adequately. Now, I have ways of sneaking around it where I put you on a phone and... And you have the phone up to your head when you're doing the video. Like I see one of the videos we did here a few days ago, December 1st, and you have the phone up to your head right near your beard there, and you can see your blog. But we were able to do it. I mean, we're able to work around it, but it's
Well, I'll have to try to upload Chrome. It seems like every time I do something like that, I run into other problems.
No, Google Chrome is okay. Remember now, all these are invasive. They're all part of the NSA, which we call message agency.
That. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
There is no privacy anymore. Whether you're on the telephone, whether you're sending a fax, which hardly nobody does anymore, sending emails.
I like to address them directly when they're snooping. And I'm saying, don't snoop. Just call in. I'll answer your questions. If you want to even come by, I'll fix you a cup of tea and you can sit down and you
can
sit at
our kitchen table.
Well,
that's one of the things we need to other than protect.
If you're a secret agent, come on down and ask me questions. I'll give you a straight-up answer. How's that?
Well, you know.
I don't know if they want that honesty, though. It might scare them.
The truth scares some people, particularly people who are satanic.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with a technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And Tim, you know, we talk about technology. To give you an example, you talked about this. You got a lot of talents and skill sets in terms of equipment and acquisition of military hardware and understanding it and strategy. You talked on the break about being able to move troops and so on. And I'll talk about one of the areas where I have some expertise in classified information. You've heard about the TR-3B, have you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's an anti-gravitonic vehicle. It's a giant vehicle that can carry, you know, hundreds or thousands of troops and all kinds of equipment. And the one that they've modified is called the Dreadnought, which is like it's play on the words of the British Dreadnought, which is one of the most powerful
ships. Pre-World War One, it was the first real modern battleship.
Right. <Yeah. clears throat> And it's based on, like, the idea that you have this mythological super ship. Well, imagine a ship that can travel above the speed of sound, using anti-gravitonics that can move tanks, aircraft, troops, materiel, supplies, MASH units, boom. You want to move it anywhere in the world, you can move it now.
I would say we have that technology already.
Oh, you have it. I can give you the locations even. The primary testing range is over at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California.
Hal Watch Press's five-sided multipolar magnet was demonstrated to me about 35 years ago in London. And it was one of about two times in my life. For about a minute, I was speechless. The other time, I was a volunteer fireman, got blasted off of a ladder at a fire.
Do you want me to tell you how it works? for those people that want to know some technology, this is kind of cool. I'm going to give you this little tidbit here. The 5-multiplier magnet, or these things, set up what's called a boundary zone or a Higgs field boundary zone. And you know how a buoyant ship is pushed up by the water because of the rule of the Archimedes principle, right? Well, Archimedes principle applies to what's called bosons. And if you have a boundary zone, the bosons will actually push you up and you get anti-gravity. So what I have to do is create a boundary zone on the actual density of bosons.
It uses the Earth's magnetic field too.
It may use it, but what's happening is it creates what's called a boundary zone. So the closer you get to the center of the Earth, the more dense the bosons get, which are the, you would call the Higgs boson, the gravity wave bosons. So all it does is create a boundary zone, and the bosons push against it like a boat, and they push it up. It's that simple. And depending on how strong you make that boundary zone, you can make it move really fast or set up a boundary zone to push it forward and back up. Yeah.
Hypersonic.
So it's actually really simple.
We were looking at 35 years ago taking a how watch press wanted one or two of our mock-ups for this family of all-composite VTOL aircraft we were building. And we said, well, they're mock-ups. They don't have workable control surfaces. There's no engine. He said, I don't care. I don't need it. you literally don't have to have the Berlini effect wings. And when you look at, we know some things, the so-called mini flying saucers, that came with Benfield Brown effect after about 47. And,
well, they had those in the Foo Fighters.
Here's the key. It all involves free energy, and the globalists, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, this whole bunch of scummy so-and-sos, they want to control energy. Ultimately, it's not the Arabs that control the oil business. It's the Rothschilds in London that control the oil business.
Yeah, Tim, have you ever heard of the German Society of the Bell?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now, do you know what their primary technology they were doing? They would actually go in, they were part of the Theosophical Society, it's called the Thule Gelenschaft, is the name of the order, the secret order. And they channeled information on how to make this technology, which is circulating high-speed plasma form of mercury in a bell-shaped device that actually created anti-gravity.
We've had them. The American military have had these things for years.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't use it.
The Foo Fighters that the British pilots, and I took care of British pilots in the 1970s, that actually chased these Foo Fighters over Nazi Germany, and they would just take off at hypersonic speeds. Okay, and
no fuel was necessary, basically, because it was all. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I've seen the blueprints.
Right, so you know, like the as you mentioned, the Jetsons with everybody flying vehicles and so on. You don't need props or jet engines or whatever.
No.
All you need is a boundary zone to use the bosons that are present in the Earth already.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If we come back, I'll tell you some more interesting stuff.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Tim, any other major stories you want to cover today?
No, I want to tell. Trump is looking at ways to increase our military capabilities while at the same time not breaking the bank. And thank God, you know, he told Boeing $4 billion for two air. 747 Air Force One replacements is nuts because an airline can buy the thing for about $300-325 million each. Now, granted, they've got a lot of upgrades and so forth. I was almost bought King Hussein State Aircraft, an L-1011-500 jumbo jet, last one ever made by Lockheed. Which was almost as big as Air Force One. And it had, behind, by each of the three engines and on the side, it had little red plastic ports, and they would shine laser beams through to for self-defense of heat, against heat-seeking missiles. That kind of technology, it's not really that expensive. Boeing to want $4 billion for two airplanes is nuts. And well, Trump finally had the sense to say no. But okay, 35 years ago, roughly. I came up with a war-fighting technology that was an evolution in what's called fire movement, which originally was designed. There were a number of people in different countries that were looking at it, but probably the biggest was an obscure, then obscure French Army colonel by the name of Charles de Gaulle, who on the eve of World War II was promoted to general and then became a leader of the Free French and president of France. And that is, I was able, with a family of all-composite VTO aircraft, some big enough to carry two M1, at that time M1A1 tanks, to move in a totally stealth way with a mid-air refueling the combat elements of five heavy divisions from any one place on Earth to any other place on Earth, laterally and in great depth, to move them around and to resupply them with a logistics supply chain, and that's the ball and chain of maneuver warfare.
Right.
It was taking maneuver warfare to a 21st century level. Nobody's done that yet, but I literally, using that type of warfare system, could put five divisions, set them down on Beijing, and they wouldn't even know we were there until we, the last couple hundred feet of our
distance. Well, let me give you
nobody's ever done that in history, by the way. And the technology is there.
Let me give you because you're a genius at this kind of stuff, okay? Let me give you a wish list, and let me say you're the military hardware Santa. And so now we've got the new director of defense now, who's going to be in there, Mad Dog Mattis. And he comes and he sends a letter to Military Santa, and it comes to your door. And you have a direct line to Donald Trump, who actually is going to say, yeah, and he's going to sign it in Trump Tower or at the White House, wherever he's living, because I heard his wife is not moving right away until their son completes school this year, which is next summer.
I imagine they'll be there on weekends.
Oh, yeah, they will. But, here's the list. The first thing is I'd recommend that they fund the U.S. Space Shield against incoming missiles, so the North Korea or anybody can't hit us. The second thing is the TR-3B to come public and actually get it. I would put on the Air Force One the following. Number one, I would put the Tesla plasma weapon system developed at White Sands Missile Base that's used for our third level of our U.S.-based missile defense. Number two, I'd put not only these lasers but communication scrambling equipment that would scramble anybody from seeing the locator code of the Air Force One vehicle so they can hit it with a ground-to-air missile, etc., so that it would always scramble that. So we want to make sure there's a zone of scrambled signal around it in a zone wide enough you could never target it. And then you want to have things that block heat-seeking missiles, which is like these lasers and so on. The next thing I would do is I'd set up what's called a force shield. And the way you build a force shield, and this is for high-speed interplanetary and intergalactic travel, you can't travel at sublight speeds that are at any velocity because there's particles in space, and there's various other radiation particles like pi mesons, gamma rays, etc. You have to actually create what's called a boson shield or a gravitonic shield. It's like a force field around any vehicle that's approaching sublight speeds.
It already exists.
It already exists. Now, that needs to be around our Navy ships, because the real barrier to the Navy now is we've got these hypersonic cruise missiles and super cavitation torpedoes.
And China has a ballistic IRBM that's designed to sink our carriers.
Right. So
we're now at the point where the distance we have to stay offshore because of this is so great,
but
we really can't hardly use our super Hornets because they don't have the range.
Well, they inadvertently created this gravitonic boson field when they were doing the experiments back in New York. Remember that story about the vehicle where people ended up, stuck with the steel and so on back in the 1940s?
Yeah. Right. The Philadelphia experiment.
The Philadelphia experiment. Well, what they did is used high enough energy fields, they actually created what's called a boson shield, and there was a side slip through what's called a parallel dimensions, because remember, we live in a multiverse, and they're now discovering that exists, that the multiverse exists. And time travel is possible as well. People need to understand that's very real. Now, you may not end up in the exact same point in the same universe you thought you were originating, but time travel is possible. Now, what that
quantum
means...
Quantum physics indicates that it is.
Right. Now, here's the point. The idea of creating a force shield is essential for our military, including a force shield against incoming missiles. Once America is impervious to any missile attack, once we have satellite-based weapon systems that can take on any country without firing a missile, the only thing you can do is peace, because you can't engage a nation that's that advanced. So China can have all the missiles they want, and torpedoes and whatever, And if you have a full defense system, that's why I believe that Trump is right on the right track here. When you build up a military to the point where nobody would dare to engage you, you don't have war. The part of the reason why China and Russia don't take on America now, even though they have these advanced weapons, we have what I call aging older weapons. We have to kind of scavenge chips from older aircraft that are in museums in order to keep our aircraft running. But if you get into shiny new equipment and things that trumps anything that the enemy has so that the war engagement technology makes it impossible for anybody to engage us, they won't. In other words, war becomes obsolete. And it becomes obsolete.
Well, war becomes obsolete, but the trouble is that the wrong people have been pulling the strings in America and the West, and they've been creating wars like the war in Syria.
But Trump can change that. If we take the cap
Trump
off...
Well, Trump says we're not going to be fighting regime change wars in a bunch of countries we don't understand what's going on. But he is going to wipe out ISIS, and I say for it.
Okay, there's three steps to getting at ISIS. Number one, access to metadata that the NSA already has. Number two, sending in directed energy weapons and drones in there to kill them on spot. We don't have to put troops there. You can put cyborg soldiers where the soldiers operating the equipment at miles away. And they can be in a battle suit and literally operate the equipment miles away from the actual, action site. And the third area is we have space-based and other weapon systems that can penetrate. When I told the story before about the terahertz waves frequency, they could release peroxisomes and lysosomes. We've had weapons since the early 90s where we can literally hit a side of a cave or a building, and everyone inside it will die. And it deactivates the release of peroxisomes and lysosomes. I had a four-star general tell me this underground July 10th, 1994, that while firing one missile or one bullet, we can scan a city like Beijing and kill everybody inside that city with a collimated gamma beam from nuclear explosions in space that will scan a city like in the old cathode ray tube, and everyone in it will die within seconds.
Because you're destroying the resident frequency of human beings.
Well, they're being fried with super high levels of gamma rays.
That's one way too.
Yeah. And what happened?
With a way to take entire large areas, including cities, out without crossing the nuclear threshold. And I was sitting talking to one of Israel's top generals over lunch one time, and explained something, and just scared the living crap out of the guy. I mean,
you were talking about this in the show about hiding these things. The fact is that, if you use enough advanced technology, war becomes completely obsolete. And if you just make it evident, like, let's not do this, let's work on make it a deal, because we're going to be, let's play nice.
There's nobody better at deal-making that I know of than Donald Trump.
Right. So my guess is the way he's going to approach Taiwan is say, Taiwan is independent, but you Chinese are messing around with your currency and with tariffs, and you're not controlling your mad dog nation, North Korea. And they plan on eventually hitting American cities. Now, I don't want to be in Los Angeles or San Diego with an incoming missile from China, from North Korea, because the mad dog North Koreans were not allowed by the Chinese to continue doing what they're doing. They could stop it tomorrow. Kim Jong-un cannot wipe with the left or right hand unless he asks China first which hand he is. So this idea that somehow North Korea is independent is BS.
Well, he's their mad dog on a leash.
The problem is the Chinese are playing.
What scares me about China is they remind me of Japan. So we say 75 and more years ago.
They can be geopolitically and financially castrated in a minute.
They only
exist.
We can do a deal with them.
Yeah, but the thing is, they should start to realize they exist at our pleasure, and it's not our pleasure to destroy them. Give an example. If you actually talk to the PLA people, they don't want to make war with America. I remember talking to a senior scientist working at Storage Tech, and one of the engineers was a nuclear engineer in the nuclear navy in the Soviet Union before the fall of the perestroika and glasnost. And he said, we did not want to attack because we knew you gave us nuclear technology and materials, and we knew you had bigger and better weapons in the closet, that if we ever attacked, we'd be surprised and you'd destroy us. I said, you're right. Now, you need to understand, America has weapon systems centuries, not decades, ahead of anybody else. And
well, we have wasted we've wasted somewhere, depending on which high-end figure you want to quote, $3 trillion to $6 trillion fighting just in Afghanistan, which was a crap hole before and is one now and will always be one.
Well, here's the problem. We send our men in there without proper body armor, without proper background, without proper logistics.
I came up with a way for body armor decades ago that's still good, as it will be even better today. But they don't care about putting the money in. I mean, we could literally have guys in very lightweight spacesuits that would protect them in an NBC environment and from shrapnel and gunshots and everything else. But they don't want to do it. It's not important to the people pulling the levers of power, the globalists.
Well, Mad Dog Madison
is changing now, they're not going to be allowed to pull the levers of power.
Yeah, listen, Mad Dog Madison embeds himself with the troops. He actually went as a one-star general back, 15, 16 years ago, and actually embedded himself with the troops in Iraq. So he knows what these guys do when they're in the trenches, okay? So he's going to make sure the acquisitions, and also they're going to stop the pork barreling, where anything that we build costs 20 times more.
It is nuts anymore. You have several big-ticket items like the F-35, the Zimwa class destroyer, the lateral combat ship, the USS Gerald Ford, that are just obscene. I mean, it's Uncle Sugar, not Uncle Sam, and it's milking Uncle Sugar for every billion they can. I know. I mean, I've dealt with people. I've dealt with people that a lot of my friends say, "What? You know him?" Yeah, it's when you know how the system is played, they keep the best and smartest out, because they're milking the taxpayer for money, and it all goes back to the globalists, because the more billions they spend, the more they have to borrow, and borrowing is their profit, and it weakens us. There is so much systematically wrong, and it can be fixed, and fixed relatively easy, and we're at the threshold now. We've got Trump going into office. We have a new age coming, and we have to be aggressive. We can't sit back and say, "Oh, well, the globalists are so powerful. Oh, they're going to do this." The hell with them. Put them in the dustbin of history where they belong.
I think when Trump gets in there, the first thing he should start doing is start Delta forcing these billionaire controllers.
Soros, who's merely a puppet for the Rothschilds, Soros long ago should have been facing multiple felony counts. By the way, the Russians want him dead or alive. You know what? Team up with the Russians. You want half, we'll take half.
I like the comic picture you have on your blog today. Yesterday, I can't fail. I've spent too much money with the George Soros. And he has a hood on like the Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, well, the Emperor in, what was it, Star Wars?
Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My guy that does this, I don't use his name because he's never told me he wants his name used, but he is really great. He just does some...
Pretty funny.
I have, for our little news blog, I have probably the best graphics of anybody in the alternative media.
It's nice to do a video on it while we're having our discussions. I don't know if we can do one later today or this weekend, but you just give me a time and we'll probably try.
We'll work it out. I've been working on getting a new furnace installed, but I have this afternoon. But
we got to make sure you and your cats don't freeze to death.
By the way, when you
hear Al Gore there, this fool is talking at the same time we're moving into a modern ice age. It's like, Al, get it? Yes, you became rich by lying, but guess what? You're a pseudo environmentalist.
Slither off into the dustbin of history, Al. Yeah, yeah. We don't need any more jerks.
That's what we should say. All these globalists like Obama and Al Gore and Hillary Clinton, tell them to slither off.
That's right. Well, the recount is not going too well. I mean, the federal judge has already ended the one, and they're finding there was some really serious voter irregularities and fraud on behalf of Hillary. Some places in Detroit, they counted the votes five times for Hillary.
You're kidding.
Same boat, five times, you know. I mean, well, one of the things that in the Trump era we've got to do is reform the process of voting. Get rid of the computers. Get paper ballots have to be counted inside. Everybody that votes has to dip a finger in indelible ink that takes a few days to wear off. And you have to have photo ID. And, you know, if that's not good enough for you, and if you can't prove you're a citizen, who you say you are, if you can't dip your finger in there, well, goodbye. Because that's a requirement for voting, and it's fair and equitable.
Why do we say goodbye to people who are doing evil? Why don't we say bad-bye?
Well, because it's good if they're gone. Bye means good. Goodbye.
Like,
get out of here.
Like my little twist on words here. Bye, yeah. Bad-bye. In other words, get lost and don't come back, please.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
Yeah,
arrivederci. Hasta la vego, baby.
Yeah. Okay, Tim, we'll figure out maybe on a break here if we can do a show today or this weekend.
Yeah.
So, Indy, I have to see my...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
And welcome back. And Tim, on the radar, what do you see as I call the danger points? I'll just give you a list of two or three things that I think. Number one, the no vote means the banks in Europe might become unstable and unglued. The globalists want this. They want to control demolition of the economy because that's one of their cards. the war card.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to blow up in their face, just like.
Well, we know that. We know that they're going to try something desperate.
The tide is turning against the globalist.
Right, and now the media, as far as I'm concerned, now that they're discussing the idea of not even having a press pool where they typically did this for the last 30, 40 years, where the media would meet, and then only to filter it with these top big six media. I think.
When's the last time you heard a serious question to a president from those clowns?
You don't buy these clowns. But also, what Trump's doing now is he's just releasing direct videos. He's not bothering with the media. He just makes a nice video to explain what he's up to next, and boom.
You know what? They brought it on themselves.
Yeah, well, they deserve to disappear. How's that? They deserve to just go away. And
I think we should help the process along. No corporation, no person, no group of corporations should control or influence over one radio or television station nationwide. Same way with newspapers.
Well, we should have almost a rotating system where even programs like this, if they have a press conference and we're on air, we should be able to raise a question up from either our guests like you and me or our audience that call in and say, hey, that's a really good question. Let's play this on air and pipe it through to the White House press corps and say, hey, we want to ask the representative of the press corps this question. He can go answer directly or he can go back to Trump.
By the way, I meant to say this earlier. We need to ban professional lobbying. And the Supreme Court ruled that corporations are people, yet they're not bound by the limits on people's donation. Yeah. Like super people. No way.
Tim, I got an interesting thing. If you parallel the descriptions of a zombie, like from the movies, and the descriptions of corporations, they're identical. So all corporations are corporately zombies. They can't die, but they have the properties of people. They're not located at one location, and they don't have any physical properties of being alive.
If you go to Congress, a buddy of mine from my college days, and I helped elect him mayor in Bloomington and all, he became our congressman. And when we used to go out and get drunk all the time when, we were 20-something. And I ran into him later when he was our congressman, sat down and talked to him about some military technology. He was a different person. I mean, that system corrupts those guys so in much.
I got a new Deagleism term for you. It's called corruptification. It's like overcooking things. You take someone's brain and ethics.
Well, the swamp needs to be drained.
Right.
It needs to be drained. And we've got to take...
I know
these guys, all they do is raise money.
Tim, I got
to
raise this one last issue.
That's the biggest thing. You have to raise money every day.
Director of the IRS.
$60,000 every day.
Yeah.
And that needs to end.
Tim, I want to mention this last comment. IRS director, they were going to impeach him, and they thought it might tie up, the approval of their approval for the Supreme Court and so on. So they referred it back to the committee. I'm sure it'll come up once they get their people appointed. The IRS director in the first days of the new Trump administration, this guy destroyed 432 tapes, including the tapes.
They can actually impeach him after he leaves office. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be in trouble. He can have that look, that scary look, like, what, me? I didn't do anything. You're going down, boy. And any IRS director that thinks they're going to target conservatives or liberals or anybody just because of their political reasons, no, you're not going to survive. It's going to be ugly.
Folks, get right with God. Be empowered. We have the globalists on the run. Pray to God. Pray to God for Trump. We're going to take back our country and our world.
Whoa, what a Christmas. No Grinch.
Merry Christmas. Yes.
Grinch-free Christmas.
So, maybe...
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away, and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now.
Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.